Hey, girl.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Girl, and I am your host, Amaya. And today, we have someone really special. Her name's Lily, and she's the owner of the Handmade Soap Club. Y'all, she's like literally a queen. So, Lily, do you mind introducing yourself?
Yes. Hi, everybody. My name's Lily. I'm just so excited to get to talk to everybody and know everybody. And this is my first podcast, so if I mess up a little bit. but I'm super excited. I just want to share everything that I've learned. Just trial and error, you know. Life gets messy, so.
Oh, I definitely agree. Yeah, life can get a little hectic and make you cry like a million times a week.
Yep. And it's totally normal and it's totally fine.
Right. And sometimes you just have to have mental health days to yourself. So
exactly. That's a big important thing too. That's a big one.
So we know that you're the owner of the Handmade Soap Club. Can you tell us a little bit about that really quick?
I started Handmade Soap Club when I was 13 years old. So a long time ago. So I'm 19 now. So I'm still a baby, but not as young as I was before. I started when I was 13 and I was actually failing a math class. And so my dad was a chemist and he wanted to teach me how to apply math to real life. And so that's where the soap part came in. So I learned how to make soap, and it's basically like cooking and you have your recipe right in front of you. And I would make it, it's similar to baking. So that was super fun. And we were just in my mom's kitchen learning how to make soap. And then I applied it to real life and I got an A in math at the end of it. So it worked. And then why not start a business with it? Because who doesn't use soap? Everybody needs soap.
Right. Yeah. Wait, that's amazing how you just create soap and the next thing you get like a big A. You know,
yeah. Like, and it was just like, I don't know, mostly friends and family were like, oh, I heard you started making soap. Can I get some? And then it starts with friends and family and then it grows from there.
Yep. Yeah, that's crazy. If it wasn't for virtual, I would not be passing math because I suck at math.
Like, math is no fun. I don't know. I haven't taken a math class in so many years. So if you ask me to do math now, I just can't. I can't do it.
I hate math. What are the best resources that have helped you along the way?
I would say just making connections with like real life people, and trial and error is another thing. Like you can go online and you can download apps and like buy courses and like do all this stuff. But what's really going to get you farther than anything is actually talking to somebody, or like coaches are super important. So like if you know somebody that has done something that you want to do, or if you know somebody that's on the same track or whatever, whatnot, you know, they have something that you want, you can talk to them, see how they got there. And that's just utilize that resource, because talking to people in your circle and figuring out like who's there for you, talking to people is just a big thing. And reading too. Reading is a big one. I know that's like, oh, I don't want to read a book. And I hated it. Okay. I hated it when I was in school. I really just didn't like it. And then when I graduated high school, I was like, wait, I can read stuff that I want to read. So then you find stuff that you're actually into. And it's a huge total difference than reading the school assigned books. So there's two different parts of reading. There's using it as a resource and then reading it because you have to, which sucks.
Yeah, I agree. I have a mentor and I don't think like without her, I wouldn't have been able to like learn things, because like you said, having someone to talk to like in your industry is a great thing. And I feel like I learned a lot from her. And not only that, one of the girls who used to like help me with my podcast, I've learned a lot from her too.
Yeah.
I also love talking to people older than me who kind of have like tons of experience. It also helps too, because they like, make sure you watch out for this trial and error. And not only that, you do have to make errors yourself to learn too, because say if you make an error, someone else made an error, that doesn't mean you're going to make the same error and you can just jump back how they did. So
Everybody should have a mentor. No matter who it is, like you should always have people that you look up to and people that you can talk to, and just people and books. That's what I would say. You got to have those.
I agree. Yeah. So what was your mission for your business?
So ultimately it just started. So like I had a big problem growing up where my parents didn't have an allowance. They didn't give me money. And then they would like buy me a phone, but it was still like their phone so they could like take it from me whenever I was like grounded or whatever. And I just got so sick of that. So I think that for me personally, there was a big mission with trying to gain my personal freedom through something that I loved. And then through that, I have, obviously you have to have a personal goal to drive you there. So gaining personal freedom and then helping just families out there. Cause okay, there's a lot of soap on the market that's full of chemicals. And it causes cancer and skin rashes and irritation and all of that. So the biggest thing was I want to protect family and friends with a good product. So soap, I believe, saves lives because it kills germs. So, just for myself, seeking personal freedom through what I love to do. And then what I love to do is helping friends and family have a product that's good for them and safe for them and protecting themselves from all the germs out there.
Love that. And whether, and maybe it's just me being stupid, but I had no clue soap could cause cancer. So you definitely just taught me new. That's so crazy.
Yeah, because like, okay, so your skin is actually the largest organ on your whole body. So it is an organ of its own. And everything that touches your skin, your body absorbs, and it goes directly into your bloodstream. So your bloodstream is obviously super important. So, if you have chemicals in your soap, such as like bright fragrance or colorants that are too bright and not natural, like we use like superfoods like charcoal, spirulina, turmeric. Those are all the colorants that we use. And then essential oils, we don't use fragrance because, yeah, they're all made by the pharmaceutical industry and they're full of chemicals that cause cancer, unfortunately.
So wow, that's,
you really have to read the ingredients and watch yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. When I read about you and your business, I saw that it takes 3 to 12 months to make your soap. What makes the process so long?
So actually when you make soap without chemicals in it, so normally the soap companies will put a bunch of chemicals in there to make it cure faster. And what that means is that, so there's a sodium that we put into the oils that makes it react. It gets kind of chemistry here. I'm sorry. but it takes 3 to 12 months to make because we don't use any chemicals and it has to cure. So curing means that the sodium that you put into the soap to create a soap and react with the oils has to evaporate out of the soap, which takes 3 to 12 months of the soap just sitting there untouched, and curing is what we call it. So
Wow. That's
and it's a process, which it's kind of frustrating sometimes because I can't help that process. That's chemistry. And there's nothing I can do to speed that process up if I'm not using chemicals. So if a bar is not ready, then it's not ready and there's nothing I can do about it. They have to wait.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. I never knew like it could take that long to like truly make
sense. And it really, and it depends on what oils you use too, because if we use like, say for example, 100% olive oil, that bar will take a full year to like harden and cure. And yeah, it takes a long time.
Wow. Wait, that's
crazy. So like, but then on top of that, running a business with something that has to take so much time to prepare and make, you have to have everything ready to go beforehand. So like we have soap ready for like 6 months. So
That's good.
So like we're already making soap for next Christmas.
Oh, I love Christmas soap.
I can't wait. I'll send you some when it's done.
If you could describe yourself as one of your soaps, which one would it be?
Oh, I love this question. I would say we have a white lavender soap that I love so much, but it's infused with charcoal. So it's two different colors and we swirl like black little charcoal swirls into it, but every single bar comes out different. So I'd say the white lavender is most definitely me because every day I'm on a different emotional roller coaster, and you can't define me as like, yeah, that's a white lavender soap, but it's going to look different every single time you see it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I love lavender, but I can't like smell it much because it'll make my head hurt.
Really? Sometimes it's supposed to relieve headaches. That's crazy.
I know. I'm just a weirdo, so.
I'm just a weirdo. Okay. We're all a little weird.
Yeah. I just feel like if you aren't weird, you're like not human. Like you have to have that one side of weirdness of you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Everybody has to be a little bit weird, because if you're a little bit weird, then it means you're being yourself. which is
right. So what's the most important thing you've learned in your life, and what was your life like while learning it?
Okay, so my boyfriend, my man, my husband, whatever you want to call him, we're not like married yet, but it will happen. But he's taught me just, I've really struggled with this, not to take life too seriously. And I really never thought that he would be the one to teach me that. But like every day he reminds me, don't take anything too serious, because the second you take something too serious, that's when you start to stress out. And that's when you start to just get overwhelmed and burn out. And so like, if I start yelling and having an emotional like breakdown, he just looks at me and he's like, why are you taking life so serious? Relax. Yeah, but I feel like if I knew that when I was in high school and middle school and like starting my business and stuff, I would have overcome so many obstacles that I just like, because you don't want to waste your energy on something that doesn't matter. So ultimately you have to figure out if that really matters or not. Like, is it going to affect me in 5 years? Is it going to matter tomorrow even? Or is it going to matter in an hour? If not, let it go, let it be, and just let life take you with the wind. Like, just go with it. Yeah. Don't try to change anything you can't change. Don't take anything too serious, and just go with it. Go with the flow.
Yeah, that's honestly such good advice. I feel like I take life so seriously and like, oh yeah, this might affect me like some years. And I'm just like, no, like, I feel like Corona, something like quarantine has taught me is that you have to live your life to the fullest no matter what. Like, shoot your shot at that guy you want, or do this, take this roller coaster. And I feel like I do take like life a lot serious. Cause I try to make everything so perfect. I'm like, no, am I like, you can't make this perfect. And I'm like, what if this, like, what if it's not perfect? And then I'm like, in a million years.
It drains your energy. And then you're more prone to having a burnout is what we call them. And it's just where like, I'm in a burnout right now where like, I've just the past few weeks I've overworked myself and I forgot that life isn't that serious. And now I'm just, I just have no motivation. I'm tired and I have no idea why, but it really sucks to feel that way. But now I recognize like, oh, I'm in a burnout and I took life too serious. And now I just have to go watch TV or something. Like, just relax. Like,
yeah. And I think a lot, like with my podcast, I definitely took it way too seriously. Like, I mean, I take it seriously and it is serious, but I've kind of lost the thing of like having a social life.
Yeah.
That's
big thing. Yeah, that's something that I definitely sacrificed when I was in high school, because if you want to start a business, you're going to have to sacrifice. And then at that point, it's just up to you on what's more important to you. So I mean, honestly, in the long run, like, there's a huge difference with like taking it too serious and then sacrificing what you want to do, you know, because like, you should really like, what you want to do is what you want to do. And if you have to sacrifice something to do what you want to do, then do it. But that doesn't necessarily classify it as taking it too serious, you know? Like, yeah. Sacrifice is another big thing, too.
Yeah, but I agree. Yeah.
I had no friends. I had no friends.
No, girl, same. I don't. What's the biggest challenge you have with your specific role right now, and how are you going to overcome it?
So like right now I'm in a position where, so how do I explain this? So like my partner, he makes a lot of the soap, but unfortunately that's like my favorite part of the business. But when we're selling thousands of bars a month, I don't have time to jump in and make soap, which kind of sucks because that's why I started the business, was to make soap. So now I'm focused on building websites and answering emails and dealing with customer service. And like, that's all kind of stuff that I really don't enjoy. Like, I don't like getting negative emails and I don't like people telling me that they hate me. And like, I really don't like dealing with that. And I mean, like, just maybe like 3 days ago, I got a horrible email and I know I shouldn't have taken it personal, but like, obviously you do because it hurts your feelings. And I don't know. And that's had me knocked down for like a few days, honestly, just that simple email. Wow. But like, just like simple challenges like that, just little things that happen throughout the day. Like, I wish I could be out there making all the soap, but I can't because I have to customer service and emails and website and marketing and emails, you know, all that. I don't know. One day I could definitely You know, it really depends. It really depends. Like, again, I'm going with the flow. So right now, it is how it is.
Yeah. I feel like some people do forget, like, when they send emails and call. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all normal people. Like, just because they may be, like, this customer service representative for the CEO, like, you can just treat them however, like, they're supposed to deal with that. I feel like people need to still realize, like, hey, this person's a normal person like us. Yeah. They need to be nice.
Yeah. And I think, like, people forget too, like, I put my heart and soul into the product that I give you, and if you're rude, I don't want to give it to you. Like, I'm gonna, like, I have a thing where, like, I just block them from my website and they can't even buy anymore. I'm like, okay, if you're gonna be rude, I don't care, because I choose not to deal with it, and I choose not to open up that, like, energy. I'm really big on, like, my energy and, like, managing my energy, but, like, I'm not gonna give them my energy if they're not gonna accept it and, like, love it, you know?
Right. Yeah. Oh my God. People are so,
You know, like, I wrote a blog about Indigenous Peoples Day and why Indigenous Peoples Day should be celebrated over Columbus Day, and why I choose to celebrate that day over Columbus Day. And I think Columbus Day is bullshit. Sorry.
It is.
But it is. And so I wrote a blog about it because it's something that I felt strongly about. And then she comes back at me and she sends me this email and she's like, oh, I don't, or what did she say? She's like, stick to your soap. These alleged facts make you sound uneducated and just like another young, stupid person. And I emailed back and I said, look, something that you overlooked is that I put heart and soul into this blog. I have Native ancestry. I have a right to speak on this. These people need to have a voice. And if something in this article offended you, then I suggest you look back into yourself and ask yourself why you got offended, because it's not my problem that you got offended by something like that.
Right? Oh my God.
Like, that has had me knocked down for like 3 days, you know, even though like I had a nice response. And I don't know, it's still like that energy is like, ugh. Like, why does she have to be like that?
No, people suck. I never forget this one time. This lady was like so rude about like a podcast ad. And I just jumped in. I was like, hey, like I said before, either you can like do this or like don't worry about working with us. And she sent out the email trying to be all nice. We just like forget her. And sometimes I have to remember that you still have to be professional. And yeah, so
that's the hard part too, is like you still have to try to be professional. And customer service is a big deal. So, I mean, I guess that actually followed me as growing up, you know, like when I was younger and I'd get emails, like sometimes I wouldn't even answer them, you know, but now I know like it's customer service. You have to answer the email no matter what it says. So like maturity is another thing that like grew up with me, obviously, but like you can see the maturity like in my emails over time. Like I have to be nice to these people even though I don't want to.
Right. Yeah. Yep. And this leads to my question, how do you continue to learn in order to stay on top of things within your role?
I read a lot. That's another one. Like always, just no matter what the book is about, pick it up and start reading. Also just I learn by doing. That's another thing. Like my whole like I'm not in college. I didn't go to college. And I learned by doing. Like I went to the, what is it? Orientation. Yeah. So I went to orientation for a college and then I eventually just, I got my schedule and walked out because 50% of my classes were art classes, but I was supposed to be getting a major in business. So I was like, that doesn't make sense. So I was like that. I'm not going to take an art class for a major in business. That's absurd. So I walked out and I said, I'm not doing this and I'm going to focus on my business and I'm going to grow it as best I can. And sometimes things are scary. Like you don't really know what you're doing, you know, but you just have to jump in and do it and like learn as you go. So I think the best way to learn is experience. And I don't think that anybody or anything can teach you what you need to know. Like you have to do it to know what you need to know.
Right. Yeah. I agree. Because I made a big mistake of doing like dumb stuff on my podcast Insta and doing certain things. And then like people are like, hey, like, I don't think you should do this.
Yeah.
I just like kind of sat down with like some girls on my team. I was like, hey, like, am I doing this wrong? Because like this really causing people to react the same. They were like, kind of. But you also have to think about other people's perspective too.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like those type of challenges.
It's great that you have a little circle of girls that push you and work with you too. Like I really wish I had that growing up, but I was solo.
Yeah, it is hard. Like you'll be surprised. Like they're really supportive, and then sometimes there's like drama, and it's like six of us. I'm like, guys, we're supposed to be united.
Guys, relax. Yep.
Right. Yeah. So if you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
Okay, so I love Pinterest, so I make little billboards on Pinterest. And honestly, it's all about traveling. Like, I love to travel, and that's, like, one, that was, like, the first thing that, like, when I started Handmade Soap Club, I was, like, okay, I need freedom, and a part of that freedom is traveling. So, like, I need money to travel, I need to do this and that, whatever. So like I always have billboards on traveling and where I want to go and what I want to do. And at the end of the day, it does always tie into the business, because what you learn in the outside world, you can always bring back into your business, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's really good. I never took it as like what you learn on the outside, you can always bring into my business. Yeah.
And like, I don't know, I've traveled a lot. Like I did a trip with my mom, and we backpacked from Greece, or from Ireland all the way down to Greece on a train.
Oh, wow.
It was like a month, and I was 16, and it was so fun, and I learned so much, and I came back to Handmade Soap Club with so much inspiration, and it was just like, go, 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 go. Like, I was on, like, a fast-speed train with my business right after I got back from the trip, just because, like, the vacation was, like, it wasn't so much a vacation because it was, like, you're backpacking, but like traveling and learning what you learned is just sparked so much creativity. And it's the same with like starting something new. Like if you start a new, like if you never have danced before and you start dancing, you'll open up channels that just bring in so much more creativity and ideas that you can just run with.
Right. Yeah. Something like we do at Girl is like, we take vibes. Like we love the 90s. We stan the 90s.
Yeah.
Always post on our page about the 90s. And like everything about the 90s gives us so much inspiration. Like
yeah,
me and my entire team, we could sing a whole Tupac song because we love it. And we also love country vibes too. So like we go more off vibes. And some of our girls are also in college. So like when they see something on campus, they're like, Amaya, maybe like we should do this and incorporate something like this into it. And it's like really cool. So
yeah, the new things can always be incorporated into your business too.
I agree. Yeah. So if you could remove all barriers and constraints, what project would you do, and what would you want to be known only by that project?
I feel like I did this a while ago, like when I started Handmade Soap Club. Like everybody knows me as Lily the Soap Queen. Like even in high school, I was like, oh, Lily, the one that makes soap? Yep, that's me. But I like to think that there are no barriers and constraints, just because barriers and constraints really are an illusion that you make up in your head. You know, like if you really, really think about it, like what would be a barrier, a constraint that you can't get over? And then when you do get over it, it's like, oh my gosh, that was easy. Let me do it again. Honestly, if I could do anything right now, my only constraint is I have two dogs and like I want to travel and see the world, but I don't know what to do with the dogs. So like that's in the middle. But again, like there's always a solution. Like another person would hear that and be like, wait, just have a pet sitter, come watch them, like no biggie, you know. So like it really is like, but then I'm like, no, because I love them so much. So that's an illusion that I made up in my head that I can't leave my dogs home alone. But really, I can, because they're dogs. They're their own things, you know. But yeah, barriers and constraints are all an illusion. So you really, if you're having a lot of barriers and constraints, take a step back and like reset your mindset, because you can do anything. Like we're all human. We can do whatever. Like look around. You know how much shit has been done?
Right. I truly never thought about it as like being illusions, because I always think I can't do something because, oh, this person has done something and I can't do it, or it's not going to turn out right.
Yeah. And I always like, I try not, like, don't overthink anything. You know, like you have to just go with your first idea. So like, I like to think of it. So like, if I have an idea and then I second guess that idea, then my reality splits into two. So now I have two different ideas at two different times simultaneously. And now I'm just confused because I'm overthinking everything. And then if you, the more and more you overthink, the more your reality splits, if that makes sense. So like the second you have an idea, stick with that one idea and just run with it. And don't overthink it. Don't do it. You'll figure it out as you go.
Yeah, I wish I could do that. Oh my God, I am an overthinker 100%. I always have to second guess everything.
And I'm Stop doing that. Okay, how old are you?
14.
14, okay. So when I was your age, I had science was like my shit. Like I loved science class. Like science was it. And I can't remember what class it was, but my teacher, it was the same teacher that I had had for science for a few years, but he noticed that I was overthinking when I just took a test, you know? So like when you go back and check your answers and you erase your answers, and then I would erase my right answer and give another answer, which is just so like, why would you do that? So he'd started to do this thing where he would stand over my shoulder, and the second I was done with my last answer, he'd take the test away. And I started getting 100% on every single test. So your first thought is always the right thought. Stop overthinking it. Just run with it. And you'll figure it out as you go. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to start taking that advice. We'll see how it goes. I have a really horrible test taking. I think that's just like the second guess a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to really start taking that advice because I feel like I will be so much smarter if I didn't overthink and second guess everything on my test.
Just stop overthinking.
Yeah. So that's our last question. So we're going to go over some movies.
Okay.
So our first movie is Clueless. Out of all the outfits in Clueless, which one was your favorite?
The traditional yellow one.
That's mine too.
That's because it's so traditional. And I actually, okay, so there's actually a website, I Am Gia, and I almost bought like a Clueless set last night. And they have them, it's not yellow, unfortunately, but they have like a black and brown one, and then they have a white and like yellowish one. But that's like my favorite. It's so traditional. It's very like school, like I'm going to school, like professional. Like I just love that outfit. It's so traditional.
Yeah. Our second movie is Mean Girls. Out of the entire Mean Girls movie, which was like your favorite script, like not script, but like a quote kind of like that's so fetch out of all. Yeah.
I would say You Can't Sit With Us. Just because, okay, as a kid, I was always on the receiving end of that. Like, I changed schools a lot. I moved states a lot. And when I moved to California, when I was in fourth grade when I moved, it was like nobody wanted to hang out with me. And everybody was like, oh, you can't sit with us. You can't sit with us. And I don't know. I just like, I admire that quote just because I overcame that whole situation, basically.
Yeah. I think my favorite has to be That's So Fetch, because when I first seen the movie, I will always say that. And yeah. My friends are like, what are you saying? And I'm like, That's So Fetch.
It still needs to be a thing. Like, I don't know why people say it more. Like, I'm going to start saying it now that you brought it up. Like, it needs to be said. It is a powerful, like, That's Fetch. That's So Fetch. Like, I love it. It's a powerful few words.
Yeah. So this is, oh, and another one, I think it's like, what day is it? And I think it was just recently, it was all over Instagram. I think it was like, it's October 3rd, or maybe I'm getting it wrong because I forget everything, but it was like Katie and Aaron was sitting in the classroom, mm-hmm. and Katie asked what day it was, and he was like, October 3rd.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're trying to say. October 3rd. I will never forget October 3rd.
Yeah. So
on Wednesdays we wear pink.
Oh yes, I just posted something on Instagram with that caption.
I used to have a shirt that was white and it said in pink on Wednesdays we wear pink. And I wore it every Wednesday.
Yeah, I used to tell my friends to like wear pink on Wednesdays. But mm-hmm. then we found out that our middle school had to wear uniforms. It was like, oh,
Can you dress your uniforms out?
No, there was
safe. Wait, what? Wait, that's lame. I had uniforms, but we could do whatever we wanted to them.
Yeah, like senior year, we were kind of like scared. And then seventh grade year, we were still scared. Then we took that leap of like not giving a crap about what we wear.
Yeah.
And then eighth grade year, they kind of like low-key didn't give a crap about what we did or like what we wore. Yeah. So I would wear like white sneakers and stuff like that and different color jackets. Until they started suspending us for it. I was like, yikes.
Suspending you for uniform? Oh yeah. My goodness.
High school is stuck up. Like, you can get suspended, but it was the best of it.
Whatever. I got suspended once. Once. My senior year.
Oh, what did you do?
Oh my gosh. So there was this guy, and he was like taller, like literally like a foot and a half taller than me. Like, I'm 5'4". I'm pretty short. And he was like 6 something, whatever. And he comes up and he just walks past me and my friends in the middle of class and just starts talking shit, like for no reason. And like to everybody. And he's like, "You're a fat bleep." To like my friend. And then like this other one, he's like, he's just making fun of everybody. And then he said something to me that I didn't like. So I like stood up and I got in his face and I was like, "What the fuck did you just say?" And I pushed him in his chest and I was like, "You are not gonna speak like that to me or my friends. Get the fuck out of the classroom." And I'm like being the boss and like, everybody, the whole class is just like, what is about to happen? And then he like picks up a water bottle, like off of a desk or whatever, and storms out of the classroom. And I decided to follow. And I was like, I am not letting this kid just get away with having like attitude, you know?
Right.
So I go outside and I pushed him again. And I was like, say it again, do it, say it again. And I'm like yelling. And then all of a sudden he pushes me and like grabs my hair. And I'm like, "Excuse me, you're gonna hit a girl." And then I like started going off. And then like the teachers ran outside. And then I grabbed the water bottle at like the last minute and just poured the water bottle all over him. And he was just drenched in water. And then security comes and he just like sprints and like runs away.
Oh,
and
wow. Like,
yeah. And then like all the teachers are like, "Are you okay, Lily? Oh my God, are you okay?" And I was like, "He's an asshole. Like, he's rude." And I'm like, "I am not dealing with this today." And I grabbed all of my stuff from the classroom and just left the school. I was like, "I'm not having this." And I ditched the rest of the day. And then this kid goes to the office and he has a cut open hand. And he's like, "Lily cut my hand open and I need stitches." This kid went to the bathroom, punched a wall, cut his hand open, ran to the office and blamed me for cutting his hand open.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so like, then after that, they're like all looking for me, you know, but I left. I'm like, I'm not dealing with it. So then the next day I get called to the office and the dude is the superintendent, principal, the dean or whatever. He's like, "So you ditched yesterday?" And I was like, "Yeah, because I didn't want to deal with that like shit." And he was like, "Okay, well, I'm not going to suspend you for the fight, but I do have to suspend you for one day for ditching." I was like, "Are you serious?"
Oh, wow.
I got suspended for ditching, but ultimately there was a fight.
Right. Okay. That's female effing empowerment right there. Like, I love how you just stood up.
And yeah, was like, who are you? Who do you think you are to talk to me that way? Like, I don't care how tiny I am. I don't care. Like, I don't care if I'm a girl. Like, you will not speak to me that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, dude, that's female effing empowerment. Y'all give it up for Lily. And now look at you succeeding. He's probably like, "Should have ever punched her."
I know. He's like, "Oh, whatever." And I mean, I feel like that attitude though is like how I go about like everything all the time. And like, sometimes it gets the best of me, you know, cause like, my partner, my boyfriend, he'll be like, "Why are you speaking to me like this?" And I'm like, "I'm just frustrated." I'm like, "I don't know what else to say." That's how it is.
Right. Yeah. I remember I almost got kicked off the cheer team twice.
Oh my gosh.
Well, the second time I did, my eighth grade year. And so the first time there was like some social media drama. I posted something on like my Finsta. Somehow I got to the other girl and she took it to the cheer coach. It was just the cheer coach was also the counselor.
Oh no.
And it was like a few cuss words and that happened. And I couldn't cheer for the pep rally. And shockingly, I did not get to go to all my eighth grade pep rallies because I was once again in trouble. So I had to stay back, and I was so scared to go home because my mom was like, I'm going to handle you when you get home. Like,
no. You're like, what does that mean?
Right, but when I got home, she's like, chill about it. She's like, don't do that ever again and stuff like that. So then the next time, same thing happened, except we were doing these rates. That's when I was so dumb on social media. So there was these like rates saying like this for To Be Honest.
Oh yeah.
And one of the girls liked it, and I think it was like, what did I say about her?
I mean, you were being honest.
Right, yeah.
You're being honest.
I think I put her as the girl with the different color of hair.
Yeah.
And basically, she posted on her spam the next day. She's like, I hate when people do this, da-da-da. I was like,
you asked for it. She asked for it.
How else am I supposed to describe you? And I was doing the race with my friends. So one of the girls came to school, like, eighth grade year. She's like, I don't know who that is. So she had to put the people. I had to, like, describe the girl as that with a different color hair. And, I mean, it's not my fault you came to school looking like Nicki Minaj.
All right. So, I mean, come on. That's on you, girl. That's on you.
So a girl, I barely talked to this girl. I mean, we've talked in the hallways, like we're school friends, nothing more. And she's like, oh my God, now Miss Taylor Swift trying to have beef. I'm like, bleep. First off, beef. I don't even like you. You're not even in the right grade. So, excuse me. Right. So like, we're basically going at it in the comments. She's like, oh, I'm going to fight you this out and forth. So I was in my last period class, and her and her friends are like, standing all in the hallway. I knew she had like some beef against me, and not only that, like she did something like really rude to my best friend. So like, I already don't like you, but whatever. So I walk out and I'm like, can someone come with me because I'm scared.
So, me too.
I'm like, I'm so short. So I walk through the hallway, and my friend is just like, y'all aren't gonna do anything to her. She's in one of these hallways. Anyways, come out the bathroom, go the other way. And she looked at me and tried to stop, and like, she wanted to fight right then, right there. I'm like, I can't fight right now. But I'm like, okay. And my friend's like, y'all are really trying to bully her. She's not even y'all size. Like, so that happened, boohoo.
Oh my gosh. What a shit show.
Oh my God. The next day, the girl and another girl got into a fight over me.
Oh my gosh.
Same situation. Some teachers got pushed in the lockers. It was like a big fight.
Oh God, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And they're like, Amaya, this might be your fault. Like, your name's gonna get caught up into this. I'm like, oh my
God, I'm just trying to avoid conflict.
Right. And then it was like, I brought donuts to school that day. So I was like, this is gonna be fine. Like, this is
no. No, the donuts didn't solve anything.
Right. So the principal comes. And she's like, Amaya, come here. And I'm like, oh, shit.
You're like, ah, oh, shit. But I brought donuts.
Right.
Like, you want a donut?
Right. So she's like, so tell me about this thing. What was posted on Instagram this time before? So I tell her. She's like, well, this is your fault. You should have never said that. You know she got bullied. I'm like, bullied? I had no idea. She's like, yes, you did. I'm like, dude, I had no idea she got bullied. And if she got bullied for it, it's not, like I said, it's not my fault, any of her fault, that she came to school looking like Nicki Minaj. And not only that, back in 6th grade and 7th grade, there was a rule that you have to have natural color hair. So she's in here with, like, wigs, looking like Nicki Minaj. What do you
expect? That's on her. You're like, it's not my fault that she wore a colorful wig to school. Not my fault. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And they had to call my mom. I got kicked off as cheer manager. I couldn't participate in this dumb school. It's weird, which was so stupid. You have to dress up like, it was so dumb. Didn't get to go to prep rally. I was like, psh. Anyway, same day, the pep rally, I couldn't go. My mom picked me up early and was like, hey, do you want to go to your hair appointment? I got a hair appointment. And then I went, I had a hair appointment, and then I think I went shopping. So
you had a great day.
And then my birthday weekend was that weekend too. So I was like, F this shit. I don't care.
Yeah, you know what? Whatever. And, like, you're growing up to be so successful anyway. And then, like, you don't have no idea what she's doing. She's probably still wearing her colorful wigs, and, you know.
Right. And then I think we're, like, still kind of, like, friends now. I mean, the actual girl who the merp looking like Nicki Minaj, and then the other little girl who's not even in right grade. I don't talk to her. I don't like her. And she's trying to be ignorant towards me. I'm like, dude, go away. Like,
go away. Dude, I have this whole, like, image of everything you just said, like, in my head. Like, oh, my gosh. I got, like, kicked out of student council for, like, the same kind of reason. And, like, oh, my gosh. So, like, we were running for this was, like, seventh grade. Yeah, so we were in seventh grade, and then we were running for student body president for the next year. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, my whole thing was, don't be silly, vote for Lily. And I had, like, little mustaches, and I gave her a little mustache. I thought it was hilarious. It was a total joke. It was hilarious. I loved it. And because, like, you know, posters get defaced anyway, you know, so
right.
I defaced the posters myself. So that's what I did. And then this other girl, her thing was Rocket with Crockett, because her last name was Crockett. And so she used to be, like, little rockets. And I'm like, I excuse me. I, like, promise you I was on track to win. Like, I swear I was on track to win. And so she, like, she picks up one of my mustaches and, like, takes a picture of it, like, of one of my mustaches, like, supporting me. So then I post it on my, like, little Finsta page. Looks like the Rocket ain't voting for Crockett. I got in so much trouble. Like, 10 minutes after I posted it, I had the whole, like, student body, like, class, like, coming in, and they're like, Lily, you cannot do that. And then they, like, got on my ass about giving away more mustaches than I was allowed to.
What?
Yeah. And then they're like, yeah, you're not in the running anymore. And I'm like, okay, fuck you, whatever.
What? Oh my god.
I'm like, it's not my fault that she took a fucking picture with my mustache. Come on.
Oh, my God. I think we have the best school stories. This is so fun. Oh, my God.
I love it.
Crazy. Now, our last series, the movie, it's a series. It's Pretty Little Liars. That's my freaking junk. I've watched, like, a million times. Did you watch it?
Yeah. I watched, a long time ago. I didn't finish it. There's, like, a lot of them. I'm going to watch it now, though, that you said. I got to finish it.
HBO Max. So, Dev, watch all the seasons. It's really cool.
Yeah, I have to watch. I think I watched all of them, but the last season or the last two seasons, something like that.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, who was your favorite couple?
I would say... I forgot his name. Who is Spencer dating?
Toby?
Yeah. I don't know. I liked that. I liked that relationship. It was, like, kind of mysterious. It was kind of, like, it had so many different sides to it. I don't know. I think that they communicated great. They, like, worked through it a lot. I don't know. I really liked that couple for some reason.
Yeah, they were a cute couple. Now that I'm thinking about it. Especially when he became an officer.
Mm-hmm.
And then my favorite couple has to be Ezra and Arya.
Okay, I love that one too. They're, like, so, like, I don't know. I feel like for some girls, that's like, if I had a hot teacher, that'd be cool, you know?
Right. Like, I just have a hot teacher. Like, why?
Yeah, so but there are no hot teachers, so.
Right, but there's someone, like, TikTok, like, guy hot teacher. I'm like, where are you? And they're all, like, teaching middle school. I'm like, just come to high school.
Yeah, you're like, just come on, let's go.
Like, we won't give you any type of problems.
You know? We won't give you any problems. We'll love your class. We'll all get A's.
Like, we'll get A's for A.
So, oh, I love that. I also just loved Spencer. I just loved her. I think she moved with grace and elegance, and I think that she didn't take anything too personal, you know, and yeah. she never made her problems everybody else's problems, if that makes sense. Like, she kept to herself a lot.
I agree.
Yeah.
She was definitely smart. I feel like without Spencer, a lot of them really, really wouldn't have made it, like, to find out certain stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then Mona, Queen Mona, without her, of course they would have made it.
Yeah. I'm gonna go watch it right after this. Right after we're done with this, I'm gonna go.
Woo! Yeah, it was so much fun recording. Like, literally, my favorite recording guest, like, you and, like, Fiona rock. And the fact that I, like, met you through Fiona, just.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Fiona's awesome. She's so cool.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. It means a lot. You're literally the coolest. Where can everyone find you at?
I am on my Instagram is lilyjade.e. And then my soap page is handmade_soapclub. But that's all I'm on pretty much.
Yeah.
Just Instagram.
Yeah, love Insta. Oh, something really funny happened. So my entire school, like the math department, assistant principal, all follow me on Twitter. So
I'm like,
yikes.
Now you're like, they were probably like all sitting in a meeting, like talking about you.
Right, just casually just talking about Amaya. And then
I also like stay true to yourself, even though they're on there. Like I've learned to like throughout high school, at the end of it, I was like, I didn't care. Like they all knew that I would like come to class like after I smoked weed. Like I'm not trying to say anybody should do that, but I did do that and I'm being honest and everybody knew it, but they still like appreciated me, you know, like they're still people, you know, your teachers and your principals and your administration, they're still human. They're still people just right. as much as you. And even though it might seem weird at first that they're trying to follow you on here, they will really appreciate it if you treat them like they're real people too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they follow my podcast Insta and like the girl is basically like, we don't give a shit about anything. Like
exactly.
She's to ourselves.
Just keep it that way. Just keep it
that way. Oh, we do. We're like, listen.
I see it all the time. I'm like, you know.
Like either you deal with it or you just you have to get what you get. Cause like
they can leave and that's not anything that you're doing. That's inside school anyway. It's like has nothing to do with school.
Like I'm off campus. We're virtual. So what are you gonna do? Take me to my living room?
Exactly. Like, come on. You're gonna like give me detention for saying a bad word on
social
media. Like, yeah. If anything, them following you like that gives you more freedom. Like I was friends. I was friends with my teachers and administration, you know? And I took advantage of that throughout the whole year.
Yeah, and I feel like it brings us like kind of closer because like they see my social media and they're like, yeah, she's like an innocent kid. I mean, I'm innocent, but
you know.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
You know, like kind of innocent, but I'm innocent.
You know, your own kind of innocent.
Right. I think my teachers really knew that I wasn't innocent when I got in trouble like a hell of a lot of times. Like April, I did not give a crap about anything.
You just don't give a shit. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like
right. Yeah. I think there's a TikTok song that was like, we don't give a fuck about no bitch.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it. Yep, there you go.
Right. So yeah, we're gonna wrap it up. Thank you so much again for coming on. I truly appreciate you. I had so much freaking fun with you. And yeah. So I will see you all next Monday with another episode of Girl. And don't forget to follow Lily and shop her site. And bye.
Bye. Thank you.